The Hound of the Baskervilles by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The appearance of our visitor was a surprise to me, since I'd expected a typical country practitioner. He was a very tall, thin man, with a long nose like a beak, which jutted out between two keen grey eyes, set closely together, and sparkling brightly from behind a pair of gold-rimmed glasses. "I came to see you, Mr. Holmes, because I am suddenly confronted with a most serious and extraordinary problem." "I have in my pocket a manuscript," said Dr. James Mortimer. "I observed it as you entered the room," said Holmes. "It is an old manuscript. The exact date is 1742. Dr. Mortimer drew it from his breast pocket. "This family paper was committed to my care by Sir Charles Baskerville, whose sudden and tragic death some 3 months ago created so much excitement in Devonshire. I may say that I was his personal friend as well as his medical attendant. He was a strong-minded man, sir, shrewd, practical, and as unimaginative as myself. Yet he took this document very seriously, and his mind was prepared for just such an end as did eventually overtake him." Holmes leaned back in his chair, placed his fingertips together, and closed his eyes with an air of resignation. Dr. Mortimer turned the manuscript to the light and began to read it. "Of the origin of the Hound of the Baskervilles, there have been many statements. Yet as I come in direct line from Hugo Baskerville, and as I had the story from my father..."